Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. And for day two, I am solo in the studio, and Maggie is at the New Jersey home studio. How you doing, Maggie?
Doing really well. Still a little stuffed up, obviously, at a positive COVID test, but thank goodness the symptoms are mild here. I've got multiple nasal sprays going on, so apologies if I sound a little nasally. I've got also a steamer over here to my right. I've got a huge box of tissues here. We're going to get through, Perloff.
That is glamorous. I mean, you describe a job that is like, you know, this big media job. They really want to hear about your multiple nasal sprays.
Multiple nasal sprays. I can't even hold. I got my Tylenols, my nasal sprays. I mean, yes, this is the life of someone who hosts a national radio and television show.
Okay, but are you ready for tonight? Because I need full energy for the Eastern Conference Finals, because I have to warn you, Maggie, I feel like people are getting more hype for the Western Conference Finals and kind of begrudgingly looking at this Eastern Conference Finals. What do you think?
Okay, why? Because they're going to score like 50 points each in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Exactly.
I get it.
Yeah.
This is not going to be like a scorer's delight here. This is going to be something a little bit more like akin to the 80s and 90s, you know, when a playoff game, Perloff, with a final score would be like 78-76, you know. It's going to be a little bit like that. These are two incredible defensive teams, but can I just take a second?
Sure.
And I know this is going to put me in a very difficult position. Normally, I'm not defending teams from Miami, but I really don't understand why the Heat are this big of an underdog. I mean, right now in Vegas, it looks like plus 150 for the number one seed, who has home court advantage where they have not lost a game yet in these playoffs, all right? So they're 6-0 at home. I know that Tatum is going to be the best player on the floor. Anyone who has eyes is going to know that. But just because the Heat don't have maybe as many household names doesn't mean they don't have a closer. Jimmy Butler is a closer. He closes for you on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. And I would say they have a coach who's been here before. Like, I don't understand, despite the fact the Celtics may have the best player in the series, I don't fully understand why they would be such big underdogs in this series.
Well, I think it starts with 28-7 in their last 35. I know the Heat are the number one seed, but if you look at the second half of the season, the Celtics are clearly the best team in the East. I think that's a big factor. I also think, you know, you mentioned Miami didn't lose at home. Look who they played. They played Atlanta and a broken 76ers team, where the Celtics are coming off sweeping the Nets and beating arguably the best team in the NBA, the Bucks. Don't you think, like, what we've seen so far and the quality of opponent for the Celtics is influencing this number in a big way?
Okay, well, maybe, but I can take that argument and I can just flip it on the other side, which is you had the Boston Celtics just got through with a 7-game knockdown, drag 'em out series with the Milwaukee Bucks, whereas the Miami Heat finished on Thursday. I mean, they've been off for almost a week. I know Kyle Lowry is still out for this game, but I don't see this as, okay, yes, the Celtics dispatched of the Nets. They made Kevin Durant look, I don't know, somewhat mortal, but I would argue that Nets team was clearly super flawed, you know, super
you think?
Flawed. Yeah, and then you get rid of Giannis and the Bucks, but it took obviously every ounce until game seven where the Bucks kind of no-showed in the second half. But you also didn't have Chris Middleton in that series, and it still was a knockdown drag-em-out. And yes, maybe the Heat have had a slightly easier path, no doubt, but I would say they're rested, they're experienced, and listen, both teams are actually going to be relying on the role players, aren't they?
Sure.
I mean, this is what it always comes down to in these series that we never want to talk about. And I would say this is going to be such an intensive defensive battle. And both teams are excellent at locking up each other's three-point shooters. Like, it's all going to be about adjustments. And, like, I'm not breaking any news to you there. I just think the Heat are pretty much even. And I don't get why they're the underdog.
Well, I think it's like playing Milwaukee. I know they didn't have Middleton. And playing the Nets, it's almost like a hitter who's in the warm-up circle with those heavy weights on his bat before he swings. I feel like they've been tested. Like, Miami is going to be a much easier assignment because they've been really inconsistent offensively. Even against the Sixers, like, their role players didn't show up at all. Where you saw Game 7, Celtics-Bucks, all of a sudden, Grant Williams is playing like Steph Curry, and Kevin White is stepping up, and Al Horford somehow lost 12 years off his game. I don't know how that happened. So I feel like we just saw the role players of the Celtics really step up at the end of the Bucks series, where the Heat role players, yes, Strus can be great, Hero can be unbelievable, but I have less faith in them. And I mean, I think the bottom line is too, Maggie, like, Don't we have to trust the Vegas number? I know that number is based on public perception, but yes. I think there's a reason the Celtics are favored. I think that it's not just a random number against them. I think there are like good reasons from what we've seen on the court to really kind of give a slight edge to the Celtics.
Well, I think there's a big part of this, right? Which is the entire world sort of watching this next level ascent of Jason Tatum. He is so likable. He's easy to root for. You can appreciate what he does on the offensive and on the defensive end. He's not just a one-way player, just like Jimmy Butler, but Tatum's obviously, you know, more skilled there on the offensive side. I think we are looking at a player individually in this series, Perloff, where it feels like there is a lot at stake. And it's kind of cool when we get to see this moment, which is, it's, you know, Jason Tatum has played in Eastern Conference Finals before. It's not that. He has this moment where he can take himself and his reputation from really good player to like top five player in the league. And I think that's why a lot of the perception, a lot of the focus has been on Boston, because we're looking to Tatum for this massive jump. And you know what's so crazy about it is it feels so fickle because we're like that in the NBA. Think about it. Devin Booker was on the doorstep of that, like that, you know, moniker being denoted as one of the top five, six players in the game. And then look what happened. The Suns no-showed in a Game 7. Booker out. Luka in.
Yeah.
Now Luka is going to be a top five player in the league. Tatum has so much riding on this series, fair or unfair. I think that's why you're seeing so much of the narratives, the momentum, everything behind Boston.
Here's the difference. The Celtics clearly can win without an A-plus game from Jason Tatum. They did in Game 7. You know, it was the role players. They had a game earlier in the series where Tatum shot 4 for 19, scored 10 points, and they lost at the last second, 103-101. They blew a lead. So I do feel like Tatum's slightly positioned differently. Now, I don't know. Devin Booker, I think, is close. But Ja Morant, Luka Doncic, those guys, like, if they don't play their top game, they're not going to beat really good teams. Tatum, I don't know that he's always a story with the Celtics. Don't you think there's going to be a game where Marcus Smart is going to be the hero, or Jalen Brown is just going to go off? So I totally understand what you're saying. I'm fascinated to see where Jason Tatum goes, but they're not so reliant on them. And I think that's another big factor. Honestly, what are the Heat going to do if Jimmy Butler doesn't score? Where is that scoring going to come from? Is it going to be Tyler Hero or Bam? I don't know.
Well, I know that it was against your 76ers who were very much a shell of themselves at the end of that series. But Jimmy Butler didn't play like amazing in that closeout game, and they were able to close out your 76ers on the road. Again, it wasn't an amazing effort by the 76ers. You lose Danny Green in the game. We all know what happened there. James Harden was a no-show, all that. but you've seen other people be able to take over. And there's sort of this thing about Miami, and, you know, to be fair to Boston, they have this too. This whole is better than the sum of the parts. You know, like, yeah, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, these guys weren't even drafted. Like, nobody knows who these people are. Oladipo was like a mystery all season long, and now he's back coming off the bench. You mentioned Hero is the sixth man of the year, but his game kind of goes in and out, and defensively he's not, like, unbelievable. You know, it's going to be crazy because it could be one of those series where first 1-95 wins the game.
Yeah.
And when you're playing a game like that, even though the Miami Heat have kind of like offensive zeros in their starting rotation, like PJ Tucker and guys, you're just not asking to score. I think they will, it could end up like just putting such a premium on what one or two of their role players can do. And I have to believe one or two will show up every night.
Yeah, I feel the same exact reason, but I feel the Celtics role players are going to be the ones. I feel like it's just going to be pesky Kevin White. It's going to be Grant Williams. It's going to be somebody who, you know, we can't even tell you where they went to college. It's
Peyton
going to
Pritchard.
End up, well, Peyton Pritchard. Oh, my God. As a Sixers fan, there's nothing more annoying than seeing them get Peyton Pritchard out of Oregon and have him be good. I wanted to scream at my TV. But that has nothing to do with it. I'm going to let my biases. And by the way, I can't stand the Heat either, just so we're clear. Like, I'm rooting against both teams here. I don't know. I mean,
wait, Perloff, while we're on this just for a moment, because you are a notorious bandwagoner.
Oh, yes.
Right. So are you just, like, you have a major futures bet here on the Heat. Is that the only thing is your guiding star here? Is that your North Star at this point?
No, I'm slow playing in my mind that bet. I've given up on that bet. I'm picking the Celtics to win the series because it'll be too frustrating. Now, that was actually, you know, I made that bet in January because I felt just like you did. Oh, my God, everyone's disrespecting these Heat. They're so efficient. They're so good at defense. You know, they have Jimmy Butler. But you know what? I could say all the same things about the Celtics, who I also don't like as a team. I feel like the Celtics are a slightly amped up version of the Heat. This is a little like the Spider-Man meme. Like, are we looking at the same team? Which makes sense because you argue the odds should be close to even. I just feel like the Celtics are just a little longer, a little better. But they are very, very similar teams.
Which is why I think this is going to be a great series. I mean, and also I'm kind of hoping that after the blowouts that we saw in a couple of these game sevens, that the NBA kind of like, you know, let's get it together here.
Wait, the NBA, you know, what do you expect them to get to make a bunch of calls to help make it a close game?
No one would ever accuse them of anything like that. You know, you're going to push everyone over to hockey if you keep having these blowouts.
Oh, it is lottery night. And I know how you love a good conspiracy theory. I'm just going to put it out there. Do you buy the famous Patrick Ewing lottery frozen card conspiracy theory?
Buy it. It's like what my entire persona is based off of. Yes, absolutely. And you know what? You'll never be able to convince me otherwise because it's so brilliant. Frozen envelope. Ugh, like I wish I had thought it up myself. In my Machiavellian brain, I would only hope to come up with something that devious and that sinister than what David Stern and those men came up with way back in 1985.
So, okay, but you don't buy every conspiracy theory. Do you believe Deflategate, that Tom Brady was deflating footballs?
So it took a 200-page report and, you know, physicists from MIT for me finally not to believe that one. I mean, that was just like, what was it, like the gas law? At some point, you can't fight the things that we know about the, like, you know, I'm not there with Kyrie on the flat earth thing, you know.
I've seen
photos of the earth. Yeah, I'm not that crazy.
No. There was a dude named the Deflator because he was losing weight. Get out of here. They totally deflated footballs. They totally went into that bathroom and took air out of that. His nickname was the Deflator, Maggie, and the scandal was called Deflategate. Explain that.
I know. That guy disappeared from the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing, too. You have to be careful when you're involved in one of these conspiracy theories. We're lucky that, you know, anyone who was in the room that day with the Patrick Ewing envelope is still alive.
Oh, did you see in the HBO show Winning Time about the Lakers, the 79-80 Lakers, where David Stern just winked at Magic and said, we're going to change the vote of the series MVP to you. And he's like, you can't do that. He's like, we could do whatever we want. You must have eaten that up.
David Stern, you know, I say that Machiavelli and Maggie is based off of Belichick. I'm really disrespecting David Stern by saying that, because he deserves to be at least a split the bill on the motivation there, because I will believe any conspiracy theory with David Stern. But you know what's funny about Stern and also with Belichick? I do believe it comes from a place of, like, they think they're doing the right thing, which makes them such great villains. You know, they think that they're in the right, and they believe that freezing the envelope and giving Patrick Ewing to the Knicks was going to save the NBA. I can't say whether that's real or not. Do you believe the frozen envelope?
No, I don't. You stated it like it's fact, like that we had Chinese food last Thursday. It's like the envelope was frozen. I do not buy that as absolute fact. I mean, I'm 80% of the way there, 85%. Wow. But I don't. The way you talk about it is like, well, what David Stern froze the envelope, of course, and said that you, like, at least I have some questions.
No, I'm leaving no room. And even on top of that, I always wondered, I'm like, man, you know, it never made sense to me that you have billion-dollar companies and you're just going to leave this up to some ping pong balls. Like, that never made sense to me. It still doesn't to this day. And I know you've got people, suits in the room, who are keeping track of what's going on to make sure there's no funny business. They've had journalists sit in to make sure that this thing is above board. But it's almost like doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Well, now it does, though, since every college player in the draft is only 1 year of experience. The NBA has no idea who's going to be good. So now they would never even bother freezing a ping pong ball. Or what, they don't even do it ping pong balls, do they? We'll find out tonight.
I don't think so anymore.
I think it's a computer algorithm. But yeah. thank God no one has any idea if the number one pick is going to be better than the number five pick this year. But yeah, no, I'm not all the way there with you. I do love when you convince me and how certain you are of different conspiracy theories. It's one of my favorite parts about you. You're in. You're all in on those.
Well, I mean, the draft lottery that's one of the easiest ones to believe. I'll have to dig up a couple more. Don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole. But sports conspiracy theories are the best. And you know what? Sometimes, you know, a good story is even a little bit better than the truth. It's going to be a great night tonight. I think game one of this series is going to be very good.
We should have people call in and see. I'm curious if everyone's with you. Does everyone just assume that happened in 1985 or whatever year it was? That the NBA, I mean, I don't know. Like, you're certain. I'm partway there. Do you think, like, the average fan believes it? Because I think they might.
I mean, I don't see, this is the thing too, the statute of limitations on this has run out. I mean, 85, like, you know, Patrick Ewing he's the head coach of Georgetown now. It's even come full circle. Like, we don't have to pretend anymore. You know, this is like not a state secret. And I guess they, you know, they want to keep the integrity of the draft lottery process, but I don't see how they couldn't come clean about 85. Like, let's just do it. It's like releasing the JFK tapes or whatever they did. It's like barely made a blip on the radar. You know, everyone's just like, everyone's kind of in their camp already.
I didn't even know they released the JFK tapes. I'm not sure what that means, but
dude,
I'm sure.
Look it up. They did.
Yeah, no. Does that mean that there was a second shooter?
I don't know. I didn't read them. I didn't listen.
You read the 200-page Deflategate memo, but you didn't have time to read the JFK papers?
No, and I saw the court sketch of Tom Brady and how awful it was, and the legend there only grew. No, but you know what? Brady didn't even leave it to a conspiracy theory. He destroyed his phone and just told everybody. Like, no, I'm not turning my phone over. I destroyed it. That sounds like a conspiracy theory that was real during that case.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I just can't get past the nickname, the Deflator, said with a Boston accent. Hey, go get the Deflator. The balls have too much air in them.
You know what? It's crying out for a Sandler movie, really. Oh, if you can put a funny spin on it, Perloff, maybe not only will you be in Hustle, which hits theaters June 8th, but you will also could be maybe in the next Sandler Deflator movie.
Or we could write a script. The Waterboy, we haven't caught up with the Waterboy in 20 years. What's he do after he retires? He becomes a equipment guy for sure. He definitely could have been involved. I get a little Cajun accent up there in New England. I think we've hit Netflix gold with that, Maggie.
Well, we're going to be millionaires. I can't wait. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. Okay, you can weigh on a couple things there. One, are the Miami Heat being disrespected by being underdogs in this series? Vegas has them right now about +150 money. And then the second part, Do you believe the frozen envelope conspiracy theory story from 1985? I'm a staunch yes on that. It is Maggie and Perloff. We're hanging with you on this Tuesday. So much more to come, including your phone calls and also which team could be making the biggest mistake of their lives. We'll get to that in just a moment. You can find us on Twitter at Maggie and Pearl or Facebook.com/Maggie and Perloff. Ominous, let's go on this fabulous Tuesday. Let us know what you're thinking. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show right here on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM Channel 158.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.